It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your host, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's E-Commerce Minute, episode 755.
In today's episode, Uber to buy Postmates for $2.65 billion. That's a B in stock.
Billion with a B. Competition continues to heat up in the food delivery wars. Ride-sharing company Uber has confirmed it is acquiring meal delivery service Postmates in an all-stock $2.65 billion with a B deal. The deal will turn Uber Eats into the second largest food delivery company in the U.S. with a 31% market share behind DoorDash, which has 44%. While Postmates hasn't kept pace with DoorDash, it maintains a strong position in LA and the American Southwest, both of which could be valuable to Uber Eats. The company plans to run Postmates alongside its own food delivery business, Uber Eats, and keep the Postmates app running while merging some of the tech and delivery operations at the back end. This means Uber drivers could be delivering orders for both brands. Uber and Postmates had held discussions on and off for about 4 years. The talks accelerated about 2 weeks ago after Uber approached the latter firm. The Postmates deal was the result of Uber failing to snap up food competitor Grubhub, which was instead acquired by Europe's takeout behemoth Just Eat Takeaway for $7.3 billion with a B. Uber, in its announcement, described Postmates as, quote, highly complementary, end quote, to Uber Eats, citing two companies' differing geographic focuses and target demographics, and noting that Postmates has had strong relationships with small and medium-sized restaurants and other businesses that are loyal to the Postmates brand, which covers not only food, but the delivery of other items. On the other hand, Uber noted that together they'll build better tools and technology for their merchant and restaurant partners, and that these will have a wider user base to tap. The all-stock deal valuation that Uber is paying out is a slight bump on Postmates' last valuation of $2.4 billion, which it reached in September 2019 on the back of a private equity round. It had raised just over $900 million in over 10 years. In its last quarterly earnings results, the Uber Eats business grew 52% and managed to somewhat offset a big decline in its ride-hailing revenues due to the fact that the last place anyone wants to be is in a stranger's car. Even with the boost at Uber Eats, the company still lost $3 billion last quarter. The trend of those numbers is only one reason why Uber has been looking to expand its food delivery business. The other is the one that has been motivating the larger consolidation trend in food delivery, and that is the principle of economies of scale and how that plays out in terms of operational expenditures, with single drivers able to cover more restaurants and orders and also the cost of operating the business. So they didn't get the big prize. They got second place. They got the
second
place. Thank God. Because Postmates, I have gripes with Postmates.
Do tell.
Like, it's literally for like the last food service that I will choose when ordering, because I have had my card compromised through Postmates more times than anything else.
Yeah. Where does that occur? How does that occur?
Like, I remember in college specifically, I used to order off of Postmates a lot because that was like the big one. Mm-hmm. And every single time like my card got hacked, it was like traced to Postmates, and like people were spending my money on other things on Postmates.
But
like I'd have so many transactions from Postmates that wasn't me.
Where's the number getting snapped up? Bart, do you have any insight on that?
I don't know.
Is it shady drivers?
The drivers don't have.
Neither does the restaurant. It's really just Postmates internally. So they were getting probably hacked up.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. So thank God, like, they're going to be under some new stuff because it's the last food delivery service I would pick.
I mean, obviously they're a little better now than anything else, but it's kind of funny to have one company that's losing tons of money buy another company that's losing ton of money.
Yeah. They've only been around 6 years. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Grubhub and Seamless are the biggest. They're also one company. They've been around the longest. Yeah. I think it's a good thing for Uber because they're doing the Uber Eats stuff, because taking an Uber right now is quite tricky.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting in that they've been able to sort of pivot their business. Do you remember like 3 years ago under Travis, it was like, we're going to have Uber helicopters and we're going to have Uber buses and we're going to have, And now it's,
I mean, which, like, the helicopter stuff I get. I mean, in New York, you have the Blade was around.
Right.
Is that still was around? Kind of like the Uber. Yeah. Yeah. Still around.
I don't know. It's just interesting. But yeah, they got into the food delivery business, and we're going to do a story in a couple of days. They're getting into grocery as well. So I mean, it makes sense, you know, because everyone's doing the, you know, stay at home shopping and
yeah.
ordering.
I mean,
food,
they're poised to do it, right? Because they're delivering. It's just a car driving around. If it's people or like, if I was a driver, I would rather drive food than people right now. Yeah,
especially if
you're
contactless, just dump it.
So there's a, I've been watching some TikToks. There's a guy in California where he's just like showing off how much he makes off just, you know, food deliveries or Uber Eats. He's driving from Washington right now in Seattle all the way down and hitting major cities and just literally just doing a day or two. Like he on purpose, he is using one day to make money and then the other spend it like hanging around.
It's not a bad way to live. You can sustain it.
All right.
So yeah, I actually have some stats about that, which I'll get into when we get to the end of the story. It's actually good for Uber, and their tech is really good. Their app is good. So all they have to do is just, you know, make some modifications to their app and they're good to go. All right, we're going to do a little stat time. In February, Morgan Stanley estimated the size of the U.S. food delivery market at $350 billion, with a B. But here's how it breaks down by market share based on May sales per second measure. DoorDash is the king, 44%. Grubhub, second place, 23%. Uber Eats, 23%. Postmates, only 8%. And the ever-popular Other, 2%. So the bottom line is only 12% of Uber Eats customers also used Postmates in Q1, which means Uber could capture customers it was previously missing out on. Based on 2019 revenue, Grubhub has accounted for 50% of the overall revenue of food delivery companies, and Postmates and Uber together accounted for 32%. This makes them the second largest player in the food delivery after who? Domino's Pizza. They are the number one player in food delivery. And after its latest funding round,
I believe it.
Yep, of $400 million, DoorDash is valued at just under $16 billion.
I believe the Domino's thing.
Yep. Postmates had $107 million in revenue in Q1, a 67% increase from the same quarter last year. And finally, Postmates sold for $2.65 billion. And that is 2.2 times its 2018 revenue of $1.2 billion and 6.2 times an estimated 2020 revenue of $428 million. Impressive. Congrats to Postmates clocking out and joining Uber. You guys got anything else?
Nope. I hope this works out for Postmates.
I think it will, especially the founders. All right, that is your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.